About 25 miles north of Boston and 10 minutes from where I live, sits an enclave of boxy structures, some dating to the 1640s. The first period homes of Ipswich, Massachusetts, most of them still private residences, exhibit a beautiful imperfection. Hewn with hope and timber, they can be forgiven a little roof sag. Painted in vibrant colonial hues, ochre and deep reds, some fly colonial or New England flags. Betsy Ross was still about 130 years in the future. Authentic Americana shouldn't gloss over complicated history. The pre-revolutionary era served up competing ideas of what was right and true, much as patriotism is variously defined today. Still, this place, bulwarked against hard weather, those small windows, and tyranny, hints at the collective spirit that, at its best, binds a more perfect union. For this 250th 4th of July, we look at the link between civic action and civic stability. We also sent a veteran writer to the National Mall to take one measure of popular sentiment. See his report in today's Daily, along with a look at five books that chronicle the past and help illuminate our current moment. Also, here's a highly recommended long weekend bonus. Writer Harry Bruinius is spending this summer searching for America along Route 66, which this year turned 100. Find all of his dispatches, including some short videos, at csmonitor.com/route66. And as always, we have more news on our homepage, csmonitor.com. It's Saturday, July 4th. Our next daily podcast will be on Monday, July 6th. This is a special holiday edition of the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Clay Collins. And now, here are today's Monitor stories. Democracy requires civic engagement, and it can sometimes seem to be falling short. But the seeds of renewal are visible, from potluck dinners to youth programs. Patrick Johnson reports for The Monitor. America's 250th birthday is an invitation to celebrate ideas of freedom and independence that changed the world. But today, many Americans believe the country's foundational values are under threat, prompting a national feeling of concern as much as revelry. Scott Baldoff reports from Washington for The Monitor. Nine colleges that predated the American Revolution not only housed soldiers on their campuses during that struggle in some cases, but also educated men who helped found the country and set the course for higher education today in the United States. Ira Porter reports for The Monitor. In 1776, the 13 colonies declared independence from Britain. The underdog colonists defeated a major military power and lit the beacon of liberty for people around the world. Still, the American Revolution was as much an idea as an event, writes one historian, and thus has no natural endpoint. America is a work in progress. A group of recent books delves deeply into the era's successes and challenges. Find reviews in today's Daily. Contributor Barbara Spindell writes for The Monitor. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on the principle of Americanness. Sometimes the confluence of disparate events unexpectedly illuminates ideas and ideals that have universal and enduring resonance. Three occasions that come to mind this July 4th, fittingly, revolve around the essential nature of Americanness, of what it is to be American. The weekend celebrations of 250 years of independence, the Supreme Court ruling this week on birthright citizenship, and the annual recognition of great immigrants, great Americans. The thread of citizen rights and responsibilities weaves through each of these, uniting evolving conceptions of freedom, self-government, and individual achievement from the nation's past through to its present. In their 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule, the Founding Fathers claimed for all future Americans the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. In Tuesday's court ruling, Chief Justice John Roberts affirmed that all individuals born on U.S. soil have a constitutional right to citizenship, which he described as the right to have rights, to freely participate in our political community. Also this week, the Andrew Carnegie Foundation, as it has done every July 4th since 2006, honored 25 distinguished naturalized citizens, former immigrants whose contributions have strengthened America. This being the Declaration's semi-quincentennial, the Foundation also acknowledged the 8 foreign-born signers of the country's founding document. Referring to these signatories, New York University professor Kwame Anthony Appiah observed this week, "The United States was not first a settled national community that later decided to admit immigrants, but one that immigrants and their children helped create." One of those immigrant signers, Robert Morris, regarded as the financier of the American Revolution, reportedly stated, "I am a native of England, but from principle, am American." That principle of being American, through alignment with the nation's founding ideals rather than through ancestry or parentage, endures today. Recent surveys show that 64% or more of U.S. adults support birthright citizenship for babies born in the U.S., regardless of their parents' nationality. A political identity founded on principle instead of person can be made capacious enough for subsequent generations, notes Dr. Appiah, himself a London-born Ghanaian and longtime naturalized American. In this capacious space, there's room for complicated or contradictory feelings, too. A poll released Thursday showed that only about half of adults, 52%, think the country is living up to its founding promises, but that nearly three-quarters, 72%, are proud to be an American. Of this combination of pride and aspiration to do better, 19th century poet Catherine Lee Bates once noted, "Americans are at heart idealists with a fundamental faith in human brotherhood." In that vein, a stanza from her 1893 poem, America the Beautiful, seems a fitting benediction for the nation's 250th. "America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood, from sea to shining sea." The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com or on our app. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, as we pray for direction, we discover how best to lead our lives as the free children of God. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Ian Case, Mackenzie Farkas, and Emily Staunton.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor in Boston, Massachusetts, United States of America. Copyright 2026.